Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Girl Talking Mas. I'm here with my girl, Kenya.
Hey, y'all. How are you?
We have such an important topic that we need to talk about. We are happy to have Eco Madres with us today and Liz Jurado that is joining us to talk about everything climate change, everything that we need to know about that, especially in our community. But welcome, Liz, to Girl Talking Mas.
Thank Hello. You so much for having welcome. Me. I'm excited.
Yes, we are excited to have you on too. And like I said, you're working with the organization Eco Madres, which is an organization that empowers our Latino community to fight for clean air, equitable climate change solutions, and basically protecting us from all the toxins that are out there and the chemicals, which is so, so, so important. And I think we don't know enough about in our community, and I'm one of them. Like, I don't know enough about all those things to know what I should and shouldn't be doing. So I think it's great that you guys are just like out there in the community, in the neighborhoods, really teaching everybody. But before we get into all of that, tell us a little bit more like about you. You're a field manager for Eco Madres, and obviously you spent years supporting the Hispanic community in this type of climate change, you know, as we're going through everything. But tell us why this is so important to you and a little bit about your background.
Yeah, happy to. So first and foremost, I'm a mother. I have four kids ranging from ages 8 to 14.
Oh,
so
wow.
I have a lot of different, educational experiences mm-hmm. at home, right? So I think the topic of climate change, it's so present in their everyday lives, even the littlest one and all the way to the one in high school. So for me, it's really important that we have these conversations at home. Mm-hmm. And so one of the unique things at Eco Madres that we aim to do is just make this kind of a table talk conversation, just like we're having here, mm-hmm. right? So for me as a Latina, I was born in Peru, raised pretty much most of my life in Maryland, and now I'm in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Nice.
But all throughout, as a Latina, I've been passionate about the environment, mm-hmm. as we all have experienced our mothers and our grandmothers asking us to turn off lights every time we leave the room, yes. recycle those grocery bags, reuse them 30 times until they're broken. Yeah.
Got the grocery bags stuffed in the bottom mm-hmm. of our.
Oh, absolutely. In every room too, now that yes. we're mothers and older. But we all have similar type of experiences like that in taking care of our environment, in reducing, our footprint, just naturally, without even know what a footprint even was when we were little, right? Mm-hmm. So that was kind of ingrained in us, especially in our community. And many times just because we were so humilde, right? We came from humble backgrounds and we had to, it was a necessity for us.
Yes.
So this kind mm-hmm. of just created this passion, mm-hmm. throughout my life and, into motherhood, absolutely. But I didn't have a traditional trajectory into the environmental field. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a educational background per se, but I've always had this passion for health mm-hmm. and more specifically for our most vulnerable populations, which are Latino communities, yes. BIPOC communities, and especially our children.
Yes.
Children who are, Black, Indigenous, Latino, people of color, or low-income communities. So it was a kind of a huge turning point when I learned about Moms Clean Air Force a few years ago, and more so their program, which is Eco Madres, specifically focusing on Latino audiences mm-hmm. and specifically sharing the numerous vulnerabilities that we have when it comes to climate change impacts and air pollution. Like, we are disproportionately impacted in numerous ways, which of course I'll share, but mm-hmm. learning about that and knowing that I was in a position to use my voice potentially for change mm-hmm. really drew me to the mission of the organization. Moms Clean Air Force, they are a community of over 1.5 million moms, wow. but also dads, y abuelas mm-hmm. and tías. I mean, you name it. Mm-hmm. Anybody who is invested in children's health mm-hmm. is a part of this organization across the United States. So mm-hmm. we're a national organization, but we also have state-based teams.
Okay.
So, leaning on my experience, my traditional professional experience of project management and community engagement, my mm-hmm. love and passion for the environment and being a mother, mm-hmm. it all came to one when I joined Moms Clean Air Force. So that's where I am today.
That's super interesting. Liz, share a little bit more about Eco Madres, and can you elaborate on the mission and vision of the whole organization and how it impacts our Latino community now, short term and then maybe long term?
Absolutely. So mm-hmm. Eco Madres, like I mentioned, is a program within Moms Clean Air
within
Force.
Moms
and
it Clean
specifically,
Air. Okay.
yeah, mm-hmm. it specifically supports Latino communities in mm-hmm. what we like to say is fighting for justice in every breath. You know,
I
we
like
understand.
that is awesome.
Yes, justice in every breath. And that means, you know, something different to everybody, obviously, but there's just so many different injustices that our communities face. And breathing clean air should never be one of them, right? That is a basic human right. And so we fight to ensure that our communities have the education, right? They know what is in their backyard, what is down the street from their child's school, you know, what potentially is contaminating the air that they're breathing, but then also equipping them with solutions, right? We can't just give you all this scary information and then not give you anything to do about it or ways to solve for those issues. And so really it starts with engaging community members, having these conversations at home or at their workplace, wherever people are meeting, and really meeting people where they are. You know, we understand, especially, you know, as mothers, you know, we have really busy schedules. This might not be front and center for us, but we do want to find ways to ingrain that, or I should say, incorporate that into our daily conversations. And then also sharing how you can take part, right? It doesn't have to be time consuming. You know, you can start from, for example, learning about a topic and then signing a petition, which may take you at most 2 minutes, right? Something simple. But then the next step could be, okay, you heard that they're specifically talking about this, let's say a refinery coming to town, and you want to prevent any more dirty pollution coming to your town. You may choose to provide comments at that hearing, right? And so we work with you every step of the way through this engagement so that you feel empowered to use your voice, to share your story, and to ask for stronger protections for your children and for your community.
Yeah, so there's resources and events that you guys kind of have in these communities because you're in what states again are you guys in? Because you're in a few different states that you guys kind of.
Yeah, we were currently in Arizona, Nevada. We have folks in Iowa, Colorado, and I'm sure I'm missing a few, but we
Texas.
have, yes. And so, to your point, you know, our hope is really that we provide our communities with reliable information, but also make it accessible, right? Make it in their language. We know that we have a huge population of just Spanish speakers, and we want to make sure that we're catering to everyone so that everyone has the ability to learn about this and take action. So it's not just, you know, let's say print or digital resources, but it's also creating those spaces, like in the form of a cafecito or a girl talk, and bringing people together to have these hard conversations. You know, they are at many times uncomfortable
That's what I was going
conversations.
to say is
Yeah,
how is
for
the
sure.
community receiving it? Are they like kind of like is this not really they didn't think it's that important because you were just saying like how important climate change is. Can you kind of like explain that a little bit more on what you're seeing on the side of climate change and just with things that's happening in our environment right now and kind of like maybe what we should be aware of?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the fact is that, you know, clean water, our air, our soil is just not equally distributed. And climate change, you know, our warming planet is just making those inequalities even worse. And so as our climate changes, we're seeing extremes, right? We're seeing extreme temperature. We're seeing greater flooding. We're seeing, you know, more hurricanes, wildfires. And it's not just that they're happening more frequently, but they're also lasting longer. You know, we saw left and right, of course, what's happened in Texas. And then look at Arizona, how many extreme heat days they had consecutively. I mean, we continue to break
And
records.
then California with all that rain that they had like in the last few, that
Exactly.
was insane. Like they were so flooded.
Yeah. And so communities really need to be prepared, right, in those extreme scenarios. But more so, we need to push for greater protections to prevent us from further, you know, climate disasters and ensure that our communities are resilient in facing this.
No, I was going to say, I feel that everything you're mentioning is super important because sometimes we are not informed or we don't have enough resources or knowledge about all of this that we're like, oh, pasa cosas de la naturaleza. You know, it's something that nature makes happen. But in reality, sometimes it's things that kind of like we do something that affects the
That
ecosystem or
changes
the
it.
environment that changes it. And we're kind of like, as humans, causing what is happening, but we don't realize it. And we are not aware of those things most of the times.
Yeah, and a harsh reality is that, you know, our communities and looking at globally, right, the global South, a lot of the countries that we come from, we are the ones that have least contributed to the problem, yet we are the ones facing most of the damage.
Yeah.
Wow. So how unfair is that, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so again, part of Ecomadre's mission is really empowering people to take that knowledge and then take action.
Take
right?
action.
We want to mobilize a people-powered movement. You know, we the people taking power back into our hands, demanding a seat at the table and ensuring our voices are heard so that we can provide for our communities, so that we can heal our communities and restore, you know, what we know to be our, you know, natural sacred spaces.
That's so amazing. And what you're doing besides that, you're also dealing with the law system and thing, like, how does that side of it work for you guys? Like, what are you doing on that side of it?
Yeah, that's a really important part of, again, that level of advocacy and growing in your engagement, right? Our elected officials, they want to hear from us, right?
Yes.
They are elected to hear from the people. And so it might seem like a far-fetched idea to even contact your elected official and demand for something. For many of us, you know, it might be that we weren't raised to use our voices, or that we just find it a scary thing, or even that there's just a language barrier preventing us from doing so. So we work, you know, at the local, state, federal level to ensure that our elected officials understand that connection between children's health and these environmental impacts, and more so, obviously, within our community, the disproportionate impacts that we're facing. So something that we really, really love to hear is, you know, all the different storytelling that comes from these engagements. You know, I've sat in multiple rooms and in conversations where, you know, mothers will share a story of how their child has been impacted, you know, with increasing asthma attacks, for example. We know that Latino children are incredibly more susceptible to having asthma attacks because of the dirty air that they breathe in. And so they share these stories, and we see, you know, the faces change in these elected officials, these people who hold the power to make decisions for our communities. And it's like, oh, okay. Now they made the connection of how serious of a problem is, because many times it might not impact them directly, but, you know, they need to hear from their constituents. And so that's what we help you with. We again, provide you the tools, and more so encourage you and provide you that empowerment to take that action.
I was going to ask, what are some of the things you think we can do to help with our pollution change and climate change? And what are some tips you can share with us just so we can, like, implement them in our everyday
like our everyday
life?
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's numerous things that we can do as individuals. Again, many of us have probably grown up doing these things.
Yeah.
But I think the next step in our advocacy really is reaching those people in power, right?
Okay.
And encouraging them to listen to us, to encourage others around us to take action. Like, you know, if you're able to vote, to go out and vote for people who are actually going to take these topics seriously.
Yes.
We need more folks who are going to understand that there needs to be greater protections for the communities that have been most impacted by climate change and the effects of air pollution. We actually just started this new series, per se, called The Power of Moms, where we highlight moms taking action in their community. And this past month, we actually highlighted Nayeli Cobo, which you may have heard. She's an environmental leader and a young leader. I think she's only 22 years old. And she started, you know, advocacy in terms of the environment at just 9 years old. She and her mom and her grandmother, they lived in this multi-generational home in Los Angeles. And there was an urban oil well right in their backyards. Obviously, all these contaminants going into their air. And at a very young age, Nayeli started experiencing serious health effects. And so her mom was like, what's happening here? What is, you know, causing these things to my daughter? She started chatting with other moms in the building. And lo and behold, they all were experiencing similar things.
Oh, wow.
And they didn't know that it pointed back to that oil well in their backyard.
Yeah.
So after work, you know, they would start holding these meetings, seeing what they could do. Again, these are just, you know, moms trying to make a living for their children. And there's something in their backyard poisoning them.
Oh, my
And
gosh.
So they got together. They started building, you know, community. They created this coalition and started chatting with their elected officials. And eventually, it reached the EPA and they were able to shut that oil well down.
Oh,
An
wow.
oil well that was sickening their
That's amazing.
community for years. And mind you, it took some time, but it
Yeah.
was the power of the
Yeah. It
people
was the power of them
that.
getting together and voicing that back into their elected officials. Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I feel
Exactly.
like how you mentioned, like sometimes we're so used to not being heard or not being taken seriously that we just stay quiet, or sometimes we don't even realize, like I've heard like of a lot of people just having conversations and stuff who are living in situations like where there's mold in their walls and the people at the apartment don't care to do anything about it and things like that are kind of like, well, how are these people living in those situations? You know, that it's not fair for anyone to experience that. So I find it very, very nice what you're doing. Thank you so
Yeah,
much.
it's so interesting. What are some of the events, like per se, here in Texas that we can kind of share in our community here that people can attend, or where can they go to kind of like learn more about Eco Madres and how they can just get informed? Because hopefully people will be, coming out to more events. We want to get people out there to where you guys are going to be and connecting you with more people.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I think the best way really is to go to our website, and it's easy. It's ecomadres.org, and sign up to our newsletter. We're
Okay.
constantly posting what's coming up next, where we'll be, and just sharing how you can take action, even from home, right? Even if you just have a
Yeah.
few minutes in your day to take one step, we can encourage you and help you along the way. And then share your feedback too. We always love hearing from people. Again, each one of us has our own story. We each have our own
Yeah.
voice and something to share. And so we want to encourage you to speak up and share with us, what you're comfortable with. And then we can continue, that two-way
The
conversation and
conversation,
how
yeah.
you want to support your community, whether it's at the local level or at the federal
Yes.
level.
And are there some things that we can do like in home? Like, I mean, am I helping by recycling? I mean, obviously, like recycling and things like that. Like, are those things really like what we should be doing? Or like, are there like other little tips that like maybe like a tip guide that you kind of give people, like, where the here's where you can start, to.
Yeah, so we actually do have I think maybe it's 9 tips,
Yes.
in ways of advocacy.
Yeah.
And don't quiz me on this because I don't remember the 9 off the top of
Right.
my head.
Don't
Don't
worry.
Just share like three
Just
or
share
four.
like whatever you can.
But no, it was interesting that you brought up, the recycling,
Yeah.
because
So I'm like, am I
just
really
this
helping?
Well, just this past week, I think a report was shared about the truth behind recycling, right? Really about how little of our efforts actually make it to recycling.
Oh,
And it's
wow.
because of the plastic industry's greenwashing, really, lying to us about what this process looks like, that we as individuals are doing our part, when in fact, they're the ones that are polluting the earth, right?
Wow.
We may be kind of down the pipeline, the ones that are, putting this trash into our environment, but they created it. And so
Yeah.
they're trying to put the pressure and the need to find solutions back on the
Back on.
individual when it's on them. They
Right.
are the biggest polluters, and that's really something that we strive for, is like holding those big polluters accountable, because through all of their different tactics, they try to put it back on us, which is obviously unfair. And so again, it's just about bringing those truths to light. So again, an easy step that you could take is, again, going to ecomadres.org. You can
Okay,
look through our
perfect.
current petitions. You can see the ones that best suit you. If recycling is your passion, there's one that says, okay, well, we need to hold polluters accountable and make sure that there's no that there's accountability, more so,
Yes.
that they are held accountable. One thing with plastic, for example, they understand that a lot of the plastic is going into the ocean. So they're like, okay, what can we
Right.
do to prevent that? Because it's polluting our oceans.
Yeah, the
Well, they're
animals.
trying to, exactly. There's so many different ways that it's impacting, right? But then they're like, okay, well, how about we use incinerators, but call them this fancy term called advanced recycling? So instead, we're burning our plastics, and then that's going into the air. So
Oh, so
that's
it's
like
still
not a
not,
solution.
not a solution at all. Wow.
So it's really about, keeping an eye on all those things, not taking everything, truthfully for their word, and keeping our communities informed.
And that's so hard to know,
Yeah.
because like, who do you know? How do you know who to believe and who to
Yeah.
trust? You know, like.
Seriously.
Yeah, and that's something we pride ourselves here at Moms Clean Air Force, right? Like all the information that we have is science backed, right? We go through the research, we identify what is actually the truth and bring that truth to light, because it's so hard. There's so much information flowing our way daily, and especially if you're, scrolling social media all day long, it's impossible nearly to know what's true or what's like, the industry trying to get in our minds and make us believe something that's not true, and it's actually hurting our communities. So, in short, you asked me for two, three things. One is stay informed. I think, whether it's Ecomadres or any, local community or local organization in your community, stay informed, sign up to their newsletters, start finding out what's happening in your community or a little further out, and that you can support. There's usually they have meetings where you can show up and share your testimony. And call your friends and share in this information, because that's really what it is. It's we need to help spread the word so that more people take action, because it really takes all of us. As much as we can do, at an individual level to help, the greater impact that we will make is when we come together to hold those folks accountable.
That is so great. Well, tell everybody where they can follow Moms Clean Air Force and Ecomadres, just so that we can get everybody involved that's listening to us, and that they can follow along to get more information.
Yeah, thank you. So for Cl Moms Clean Air Force on all the socials, you can do at Clean Air Moms.
Nice.
And then for Ecomadres, it's at Ecomadres underscore. You can find us on Instagram, on
Perfect.
X, Facebook, and we're starting to grow our TikTok, but follow
Yay.
us along.
Yes, we
Love
will for
that.
sure. Thank you so much, Liz, for joining us and like just
Thank
explaining
you.
everything. This is so informative, and I'm glad that we're like, just helping, like we're helping get the message out. And anything that you guys are doing in Texas, let us know. We would love to like help support or come out or, let the community know about it. Definitely and have your team reach out to us if you guys are going to have any events here in Texas where we're at.
We do, yeah.
Awesome.
I don't think we have, in this year so far, but
Okay.
absolutely, if you join our newsletter, we'll keep you informed of
Yes, we'll
events coming
definitely do
down.
that. Awesome.
Yes.
Thank you so
Thank
much, Liz, for
you.
joining us. We appreciate it. And we will be make sure everybody's following Ecomadres so we can stay informed.
Thank you both. Thank you so much
Thank
for having
you.
me.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
you. Bye.